Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is, to people as they are.
Every person is, even from the point of conception, has been written in the book of life. And at the point of death, as an unbeliever, if not before, but at the point of death, God takes their name out of the book of life. Let me give you a few scriptures real quick. Moses in Exodus 32, 32. I talked about this last week, remember? Let me turn there real quick. Turn with me. I don't know how it's going to show up on the screen, but on your Bible, in your Bible, look at Exodus 32, 32. Moses is pleading for the people of Israel. Remember that they'd made that golden calf while he was up there receiving the law. And they came down and Aaron had, they had that golden calf. And Aaron, what have you done? I don't know, we just threw some gold in there and out popped a calf, you know, kind of thing. And God was going to judge the people. And see that, okay, there. See those two little hyphens? Okay. Moses is pleading with God. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, hyphens. I am told, Doug and Temple, are Hebrew scholars. I am not. I'm not even an English scholar. But I've been told by Simeon Martin. Now, he was a Hebrew scholar. You know, these guys pretend to be. He was Hebrew. He told me, and I wrote this years ago, that this is the greatest pause in the Hebrew language in Old Testament. This is in all the Old Testament, that pause, that hyphen. It's like when Moses said, if thou wilt forgive their sin, then he continued. And if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. What love, what compassion. But Moses knew something about that book, the book of the living, okay? And David in Psalm 69:28, David knew something about that book. Again, we're talking Old Testament. When he says, let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous. What does that tell you? There's evil people that's been, is that up there? David knew something about this book of the living. Let their name, the evil folk, the unrighteous ones, the unbelievers, the ungodly, let them be blotted out of the book of the living. Interesting. Proverbs chapter 10, I use this passage a lot when I talk about, when we're in heaven, will I remember eternity, my loved one who is burning in the lake of fire forever and ever and ever and ever? No, God wipes away their memory from your mind. In other words, for eternity, you're not going to be thinking about mom, dad, son, daughter, in the regions of the doomed and the damned forever and ever. Why? God's going to wipe that memory away. Proverbs 10:7, the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. And then one more, and I have to move on. Psalm 9:5, thou hast rebuked the heathen, thou hast destroyed the wicked, thou hast put out their name forever and ever. How do you put something out if it's not already in? It's like a church. We don't believe in the universal mystical body of Christ. There's a local visible body. Acts 2. Those that were saved were added to the church daily on the day of Pentecost. They were added to the church. How can you add to something that was not already there? Are you seeing the point? There was a church during the day of Christ, his ministry, he started the church. Most people will tell you, most TV preachers, that's why I don't listen to TV preachers. Most of them, okay, listen to me. Y'all ought to have a smile on your face, okay? Okay, seriously though, most of them say that church started on the day of Pentecost. Have you heard that? Most people say that. It did not. Anyway, I won't get lost in this. But how can you start, add to something that was not already in existence? Same thing here about the book of life. Blot them out. How can you be blotted out if you're not already in? Turn back with me. Are y'all understanding this? Yeah. I know we hear a lot of verbiage and a lot of preaching and good preaching. Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Yes, it is. The point is, will it stay there? I ain't talking about losing salvation. I'm talking about getting saved. At the point of death or some other point, God would take your name out of the Book of Life. And that's the thought. here in Revelation 22, 19. So much more I could add to this, but time is getting away. You cannot lose your salvation. Don't lose your salvation on this verse. It is not taught anywhere. Literally, it's talking about taking your name out of a book that's already there. It's the book of the living. Are y'all following the thought? Again, we'll hear preachers, and I have preachers come preaching. Eric back there, don't you preach that now. You heard what I said. Is your name written in the Lamb Book of Life? You can have your name written there. It's already there. Y'all think I'm crazy, don't you? I may be a nut, but I'm on the right bolt. Okay, let me finish that, and I'll finish up. I've got 10 minutes. If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, out of the holy cities, and from the things which are written in this book. What does it mean? All the blessings that you could have had because you rejected Jesus Christ. Y'all never fixed your car alarm out there? Is that you? That's not you. Verse number 20. By the way, if you have your cell phones, silence your cell phones, okay? Let me give you that. I don't even bring my cell phone to church. This is me. Why would a preacher need a cell phone in church? Can you see me up here? Excuse me, I gotta take this call right now. People should know I'm in church on, and I ain't picking on nobody. People know I'm in church on Sunday morning. Cell phones, this is a commercial message. Don't want nobody mad at me. I'm trying to help you. Cell phones control our lives. You don't control it. They control you. Well, preacher, I'm looking at your scripture and I watch. You know, I pull out my phone. Man, there's no substitute for this. No substitute from this. And I see people with cell phones in the pulpit and I say, I'm looking at Eric on how you are. I love you, but you can leave yours alone. What are you going to do with a cell phone in the pulpit? Oh, I got to get this ring. Are y'all following? I shouldn't have hit that, but that's just one little thing. Which means, folk, it wouldn't hurt to leave your cell phone in the car. That way, mine's at home right now being charged. So when I get home, if anybody messages me or something, I'm checking it. I don't leave it up. But that way you don't have any accidents of ring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling during a prayer. Or, you know what I'm talking about? What did you do 10 years ago? Are you that important where somebody's got to call you 24 hours a day? Are you following? Man, they may call me at 11:15 Sunday morning. I may get that call. All right, let me get back to the Bible. Verse number 20. I can hear y'all going out to your car now. That Sunday school, putting your phones in the car. Are y'all mad at me? You know I love you. Love you, trying to help you. He which testifies these things saith, surely I come quickly. This is the final promise we find in God's word, the final promise. Three times in Revelation 22, Jesus says this, I come quickly. I have it underlined. I come quickly. In verse 12, and then in verse number 20, surely. If we were in Kenya, and Ernie, because I was in Kenya, I would say in Swahili, bila shaka. Ernie, that's a good word, ain't it? Bila shaka. It means without a doubt. Surely, bila shaka. I come quickly. Let me tell you, we are living in the last days. When the first verse in Hebrews chapter 1, when you start reading, because I know you're going to be a good Bible student and start reading Hebrews chapter 1, the very first verse, Hebrews chapter 1, God in sundry times and in diverse manners, sometimes, has in these last days, very first verse, that's where we get the word eschatology from, last days. Paul knew they were living in the last days. Paul was looking for the coming of Christ in his day.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.